can bring up anything you want. As we launch into the third hour of the program with you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
855-450-FREE. That would be the toll-free number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Now, for those of you just tuning in, we have been doing a Silk Road update. Still to come, though, Johnny Ray has a story about a biker attack involving a police officer doing the attack. Did I understand that correctly, Johnny Ray?
You did, that's right.
So I don't know much about the story. You're going to tell us more about it here in a moment. And Johnny Ray's game of the week still to come, or the game of the 2 weeks in this case. The bye weeks? What would be the best way to say game of the 2 weeks? The Fortnite? Game of the Fortnite?
Semi-monthly.
Is a Fortnite 2 weeks?
The bye game of the week.
Yep. Fortnite, I think.
The bye game of the...
The game of the Fortnite.
Yep.
Serious game.
Yes, if people knew what a Fortnite was.
Well, go look it up. We all have the internet, so if you really want to know what a Fortnite is, go figure it out.
I'll talk in a cryptic fashion if I wish.
We explained it right there in the conversation. It's not cryptic. Pay attention. So, the Silk Road update, they have taken down some dealers who were allegedly connected with the Silk Road. A lot of people are concerned about the Silk Road bust happening last week. This is a website that has basically allowed for people all around the world to sell and buy drugs and other interesting products and services with one another for the last 2.5 years. And if you believe the tough-talking cops in these cases, by the way, there was tough talk from a cop in Britain in the story in The Guardian, but a few days ago, we were reading pretty much the same tough talk from some American federal agent saying, "We know where you are. We know what you're doing. And we're going to get you." Really?
Come to the airport. We'll touch your parts.
Oh, yeah? Well, hold on. Look at the numbers from the Silk Road. There were something like 3,800 active dealers there. That's a lot of people to be putting in. I know they got a lot of prison cells, but if they were to go after all of them at once, that'd be a whole lot of arrests to make. What about the 150,000 active users, the active buyers?
Well, how many people have they got in the United States?
Two.
But they lived in the same house. That's not even two. That's one.
Yeah, they were partners in a distribution business. So, but these busts so far, there's no evidence that it was actually the Silk Road takedown that led to their bust. In point of fact, the one that was busted, the two folks busted in the U.S., the Silk Road actually assisted the investigation. So, not that the Silk Road admins assisted, but the fact that it existed was helpful in bringing the dealers down in that.
Not that you can besmirch the name of the Silk Road at this point.
The Silk Road, it'll come back. I have a feeling the Silk Road will rise again, especially if they got the wrong guy. So if they got the wrong guy, and if you're Dread Pirate Roberts out there, and you want to help this guy, unless Dread Pirate Roberts set up Ross Ulbricht to take the fall, then the best thing you could do for Ross Ulbricht would be to put the Silk Road back online and come back and claim you're Dread Pirate Roberts. Here I am, got the wrong guy. Yeah, you took down my server. Pretty good. Kudos. Credit goes to you guys for finding the server and taking it down. But here we are over here now, somewhere else on the hidden internet where you can't find us.
How do you prove that you're the Silk Road at that point?
Yeah, that would be tricky.
Because, anybody can put a green camel on their website.
That's true. That would be a tricky thing to do. I guess you would have to say or do something that only Dread Pirate Roberts would do. That only the admins would know about or something. Somehow verify yourself to people who would know how you're verifying
yourself.
You could
quote the Ludwig von Mises Institute, but of course that'll make them wet their pants.
Well, but what they have done is somebody went into the Silk Road forums and they copied every single post from Dread Pirate Roberts, released that on the Silk Road Reddit. So somebody who really wanted to could study those posts and attempt to become the persona, I guess. So there's other news about the Silk Road takedown. I mentioned to you that the founder of the site, according to the feds, collected about $80 million worth of bitcoins in fees. So every time drugs were sold on the site, those vendors, just like with eBay, had to give 10 or 15% or something like that to the Silk Road. And so therefore, over thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of transactions, this guy's raked in quite a bit of money. So what about that $80 million worth of Bitcoin? Remember when they talked about the site being taken down, they collected $3.5 million worth of Bitcoins
that was like on the site.
Yeah, that was like active in his wallet or other wallets on the site. So that what they were able to get. But what about the $80 million? That's what this article is about from TheGuardian.com. The FBI has found that seizing an anonymous decentralized peer-to-peer currency was trickier than it seemed following the Bureau's bust of the international drugs marketplace Silk Road.
Now, what's the title on this story?
If it's FBI struggles to seize 600,000 bitcoins from alleged Silk Road founder.
So seizing is a term that indicates success.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have seized you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you fail to seize. Like,
okay.
you, to use the term seize in this sentence doesn't even make any sense.
They're struggling, they say, to seize.
But that doesn't even make sense. It doesn't really... How do you struggle to seize?
They're attempting to seize.
FBI flummoxed.
Yes.
had seizing Bitcoin.
Crap, we thought this wallet thing would be a lot easier.
Well, it's easy, Mark. You're nitpicking again like Ian has a bad habit of doing. If I were to try and seize you by the throat and you grabbed my arms by the wrist while I was trying to do it, then I would be struggling to seize you.
I got it, mm-hmm. But there okay, so I am attempting currently to seize the bitcoins from Dread Pirate Roberts. I mean, they have no capability of doing this. They are seizing bitcoins like I am seizing those same bitcoins.
They could do a brute force attack.
Okay.
On the password.
Awesome. Brute force
and
attack
what,
of the
have
password.
It sometime in the next 1,000 years, the password?
I don't know. I'm the last guy you need to talk to about the efficacy of different kinds
tough.
Of
I mean,
cryptographic.
If you've got good encryption, it's going to take a long time for a supercomputer to be able to crack into that code. And people can say what
no,
they
you said
want.
On the password specifically. Brute force on the password.
Right. You would have to crack their password, which would be very, very difficult.
It's probably a pretty good password.
Yeah. So Ross Ulbricht is the man in question here, known as Dread Pirate Roberts to users of the site, allegedly. They don't say allegedly in there, but that's the truth. He hasn't been proven to be DPR yet. The FBI did seize 26,000 bitcoins belonging to Silk Road customers, but it also attempted unsuccessfully to claim the nearly 600,000, thought to be worth around $80 million U.S., which Ulbricht himself is thought to be holding. Bitcoin is a digital currency based on the methods of cryptography similar to those used to protect confidential emails. Due to its decentralized nature, the currency does not rely on any centralized agency to process payments, instead relying on work done by users' computers. It is popular for a number of fringe legal and illegal uses.
Now, they claim here that they've claimed, they're claiming the bitcoins. They're claiming...
No. It attempted unsuccessfully to claim.
So they have attempted unsuccessfully to claim, but the claiming here is like the United States claiming the moon when they mm-hmm. stuck a flag in it. I mean, they've got a few bitcoins from this guy's site, and otherwise, nothing.
If it's popular, or excuse me, they say it's popular for fringe legal and illegal uses. One of those users was Silk Road, where Bitcoin was required for all transactions. In order to transfer Bitcoins out of a wallet, the name for the digital file, which contains the encrypted information necessary to spend the currency, users need to know that wallet's password, or private key. According to Forbes' Cashmere Hill, that hurdle is causing the FBI difficulty. He wrote that the FBI has not been able to get into Ulbricht's personal Bitcoin yet, wrote Hill. FBI spokesperson said that the $80 million worth that Ulbricht has was held separately and is encrypted. At current exchange rates, that represents slightly more than 5% of all bitcoins in circulation.
That's a lot of bitcoins.
He's probably, if this guy is not Satoshi Nakamoto, he's probably second to Satoshi Nakamoto in a number of bitcoins by one person held. In the world.
I don't know that we can speculate as to whether Satoshi Nakamoto has any Bitcoin.
I've heard he's got a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
I don't know. Some tech guy told me that. I don't know how you verify those claims.
Yeah, it seems like it would. The Winklevoss twins also claimed that they had the largest stake of Bitcoin
did
of
they
anybody
claim a percentage?
In the world. 1%.
This would be 5.
Yeah.
So more coming up here in moments. Why can't they get in? 855, 450-FREE, the big bad FBI. They've got all kinds of servers and the NSA and everything at their behest. Why can't they get into this guy's wallet?
Because it's unbreakable.
855, 450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can copy the wallet. Come back with more. Explain more. It's Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the Liberty Movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live here to take your calls. That's what we do. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you'd like. We are talking about the Silk Road and the Bitcoins. The $80 million U.S. dollars worth of Bitcoins. 600,000 of them that the FBI would really like to get a hold of. But they're having kind of a tough time. We'll explain why that is here in a few moments. And, of course, we'll take your calls, 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com's mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to the live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com for free.
There's new mortgage legislation that you likely were completely unaware of. I certainly was. It disallows banks. Basically, it makes banks liable if they give you a debt-to-income ratio higher than 43%. So if you take off all the debt that you have on your credit report, house payment, property taxes, auto payments, credit cards, student loans, bank loans, you know, that boat you got, the jet ski, that stuff, add it all up, and if that is higher than 43% of your debt-to-income ratio, actually, if you add all that up and then add the house payment on top of that, if that's higher than 43% of your gross income, you're not getting that loan, because the government has now made the banks liable if they give you a loan of a higher ratio than 43%. And they're not even going to come close to that number. They're not going to make a mistake so that they're liable in court. So the fact is, if you want to get, if you want to have a better chance to get a good loan for you, this, by the way, affects conforming loans, FHA loans, and VA loans. The time to refinance or buy that home before this law takes full effect is now. The government shutdown is slowing its implementation. Next year, 2014, going to be much worse for this law. Call Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy, and get that mortgage. 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. He's the one who made me aware of this. Roger Schlesinger did. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088.
600,000 bitcoins are currently what the FBI would really like to get their hands on.
What would they do with them if they got them? I mean, the government basically, they say,
what do they do with the money they seize?
Bitcoin doesn't exist. Well, but it's the government's money. It's money. They don't see it the same way.
Well, they didn't say Bitcoin doesn't exist. There was a federal court case that acknowledged Bitcoin as money.
You think that's what they're going to do? They're just going to go to, they're going to go to Mt. Gox, where they've already got a case against that company, and sell the bitcoins on that exchange? I know. The United States, the FBI is going to go through BTCE based out of Moscow and sell their bitcoins.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're going to go through local bitcoins, and they're going to have a Fibby standing on the corner meeting people in Seattle trying to sell bitcoins. Come on, Ian, what are they going to do with these bitcoins?
They're going to hold on to them ostensibly to conduct further investigations, so that they can use them in sting operations, so that they can make transactions without having to go out and buy more of them.
That's a good point.
And then ultimately what's going to happen is the corruption of the system is going to cause those 600,000?
That's right.
Disappears. Yeah, it's going to disappear.
Well, the thing is, they don't have access to the 600,000. They got about 27,000 from the Silk Road bust. They actually did get those off of the site.
Not 27,000. $27,000 in U.S. dollars.
No, 27,000 bitcoins. About $3.5 million.
Okay. And then how many is the one? It was 6 million?
600,000 bitcoins.
Okay.
Is what they are trying to get a hold of. They can't. According to the story of The Guardian, they have been completely unsuccessful, and that's because they would have to decrypt the Bitcoin wallet. Now, let's get a little bit more technical, but also explain what we're talking about here with a Bitcoin wallet. So, Bitcoin wallet, it doesn't actually hold the coins.
It's not an item either.
Right.
It is a program.
Yes. It's a piece of data that essentially is your private key to to access the bitcoins on the network. Bitcoins exist on everyone's computers that are running Bitcoin software. The Bitcoin software is this decentralized thing that exists on, I don't know, how many hundreds of thousands of machines worldwide.
It's the largest computer on Earth.
Right, so the bitcoins are out there. They're not in one computer or another computer. Like the feds can't just go and grab your computer and have your bitcoins. They have to have access to your wallet, and it has to be unencrypted. Now, if you if you don't know what you're doing with Bitcoin, you could install the Bitcoin client and have an unencrypted wallet right there on your machine. Like the Bitcoin client that I use every day, that wallet is unencrypted. It's sitting right there. It's, it's just an open wallet. There's not many bitcoins in it. But then you could also have wallets that are encrypted. Like, for instance, let's say you knew that you were just going to be putting these $80 million worth of bitcoins away. You wouldn't want to just leave that sitting open in your unencrypted wallet. you'd want that in an encrypted wallet.
You and that's believe you wouldn't.
Where Ross Ulbricht, if it was him, or whoever Dread Pirate Roberts is, that's where he put the bulk of his bitcoins, under encryption. So to where you then have to unencrypt the wallet in order to then get at those bitcoins, if they even have the private keys. So we're not even sure about that. The way this article is written is written in a very kind of generic way. It's saying they can't get these things. Well, they may not even have, like, for instance, if they knew where he was storing his private keys, his wallet, if they knew for a fact that the wallet was in some sort of encrypted container, which I don't know how they would know that because it was encrypted, and he certainly wouldn't tell them. He said, hasn't told them anything, presumably. So odds are good. They don't even know where the 600,000 bitcoins are as far as how would they access them. I don't know if I made myself clear as to how this is.
Well, I think that the fact that they have any kind of, any kind of belief that they've got access to this this wallet with 600,000 bitcoins in it is kind of damning Ulbricht. Either Dread Pirate Roberts gave all of his admins some, the copy of the wallet, and Ulbricht had some copy or something like that, and doesn't actually have the password. Or he's Dread Pirate Roberts, right? I mean, if they've got a computer in which the Bitcoin QT exists or something. I mean, we don't know.
I think what's happening here is that what they're saying is they can't figure out what the private keys are. Not that they have the file and can't even crack into it, because how would they know unless Dread Pirate Roberts had a file on their computer that says Secret Vault. Or something like that, like something obvious that they would know, oh, well, this is it. Because the wallet file is like less than a megabyte. It's not a big file. It could be disguised to look like any file on your system. And what's important is you can send money into that wallet. With Bitcoin, you can send your Bitcoins into your vault or whatever you want to call it, this encrypted wallet. You don't ever have to unencrypt the wallet until you want to take money out. So he could have just been putting money in this thing and, there's 600,000 Bitcoin sitting in there, and he may not have ever opened it since the day that he created the thing. So my point is, I don't think they have anything. They may know where they went. They, can look at the tracking online. They may be able to see, oh, they're over there.
Right, then they possess it like I possess it.
But they don't know where that key is. Somewhere, somebody, maybe more than one person, holds a private key to get you access to that 600,000, and it ain't the FBI. And if it is Ross Ulbricht and he ever sees the light of day again, he can go find that private key from some island somewhere and be very rich.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. Maybe you want to share your thoughts on the Silk Road takedown and some of the related news. You're welcome to do that here or bring up anything that's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have Skype. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. Keenvention.info is where you can go to learn more about the very first ever Keenvention happening here in Keene in about 3 weeks. It's coming up fast, and there's a lot still to do. So this is my first time organizing a convention, and it's been interesting. Johnny Ray, we just announced your panel in full. It had been announced previously that you would be hosting a panel, but we have now fully announced who will be attending as your panelists on the Old School New Hampshire panel. This is going to be, by the way, Keenvention is going to be a different type of convention. It'll kind of still have the trappings of a hotel convention, but it'll focus on activism. It'll focus on the liberty activists who are here on the ground in New Hampshire, the early movers like you, Johnny Ray, myself, Mark, as well as New Hampshire natives who've been here for their whole lives. And, you know, these are people who have perspective on what's been happening here in New Hampshire. And that's the purpose of the Old School New Hampshire panel, Johnny Ray. You're going to be talking to people who, like you, have been here for a long time. You're not a new mover to New Hampshire. You came here back in 2008. And as have some of your panelists. And you'll also have a couple panelists who've been here their whole lives. And you're going to be focusing on kind of their perspective on everything, right?
Yeah, exactly. Our perspective is one of several years, so what we're going to be talking about is the changes we've seen. And
for good or for worse.
Exactly. Oh, and I need you to get me a smoke machine and a laser machine, and I'm going to need Eminence Front over the loudspeakers.
I think that might be out of our budget for this year, Johnny Ray, but you're welcome to organize it next year, and you can come up with all kinds of neat things like that. But we are kind of bare bones, I have to admit. It is a low-price convention. You know, it's $50 to get in for the entire weekend. So basically, the you know, the people that are coming to speak aren't getting much to do that, and so they're doing it out of the kindness of their heart for the most part. I'm giving them a little bit of money for gas or buying them a free meal or something like that. But really, this is an activist convention by activists for activists, and, well, activists don't have a whole lot of money. So that's one of the reasons why it's priced to sell at $50 for the entire weekend. You get to go meet Johnny Ray and all kinds of other great liberty-minded people. Some of the folks on your panel include Garrett Ian, who is one of the Robin Hooders, the guy with the fro, the afro. He's going to be on your panel.
He's a great speaker. I like his style.
Representing as the New Hampshire native side of things. Also another Robin Hooder on your panel, Kate Ager, who is also a New Hampshire native. She is one of the six that have been sued in the Robin Hood suits.
Wow.
And she's one of the cop blockers as well. She's one of the folks that, if you order stuff from copblock.org, it's Kate that's putting your order together, shipping it out. So, like, these are the people that are the doers. These are the people that are boots-on-the-ground activists, and they've got important things to say. I get it that Stephane Molyneux and Lou Rockwell and, you know, Joel Salatin and all these people, these are people who have spoken at the Free State Project conventions that have happened over the years. These guys are great. They've all got important things to say. But I figured this convention needs to have all activists as panels. If you're not a New Hampshire activist, you don't get on a panel at Keenvention, basically. So keenvention.info, go there. You can get tickets. Speaking of Bitcoins, you can buy your tickets with Bitcoin as well. So again, keenvention.info, details on the hotel, all that stuff that's happening November 1st through the 3rd, and it's a perfect time to come here and see what it's like in the fall in New Hampshire. All right, so Johnny Ray, tell me about this story regarding the police. I think we've tapped out on the Bitcoin and Silk Road stuff for tonight.
Right, this story is from the New York Times by J. David Goodman, October 8th, 2013. Headline, detective seen in biker's attack on SUV is arrested. An undercover New York City police detective who was among a group of motorcyclists chasing a sport utility vehicle on the west side of Manhattan last month was arrested on Tuesday evening for his role in the episode in which the vehicle was damaged and the driver was beaten, his lawyer said.
Mm.
The detective, who was off duty at the time and whose name had not yet been released on Tuesday, previously told detectives and his lawyer that while he had followed the motorcyclists from the Henry Hudson Parkway onto a Washington Heights street, he left the scene once some of the riders began attacking the vehicle. But investigators found his story suspicious from the beginning, in part because the detective took several days to come forward after the violent and chaotic episode on September 29th, said the official, who spoke only on the condition of anonymity because the charges had not yet been formally filed. The official would not provide the name of the detective. The detective's story was contradicted, the official said, by video taken at the scene and obtained by the police and prosecutors, as well as by witness statements, period. In the video, the detective can be seen pounding his fists into the back of the vehicle. It was not immediately clear whether the detective struck the driver, Alexian Lien, 33, after he was pulled from the black Range Rover by other motorcyclists in traffic on 178th Street in Washington Heights, the official said. He's arrested, said Philip K. Karasik, a lawyer for the Detectives Endowment Association who is representing the detective. The detective was placed on modified duty after he came forward last Wednesday, 3 days after the episode.
Hold on. Maybe I'm misunderstanding or I missed a detail. So they were chasing after this vehicle.
A motorcycle gang, if you will.
I thought it was a gang of cops riding motorcycles.
No, okay. No, it was just a bunch of dudes on motorcycles. One of them was a New York City detective.
So the detective was in the motorcycle gang,
yes.
Is what you're saying. Okay, I follow you now. I thought it was like this detective was watching this motorcycle gang at first.
That's what he said. But there's video and eyewitness accounts of him banging on the glass. The assault followed, his arrest will automatically result in his suspension from the police department. The assault followed a prolonged highway confrontation between the SUV and group of motorcyclists on a Sunday afternoon. Four other motorcyclists have been charged so far. The police were actively searching for others, releasing images taken from video of four men on Tuesday. End of story. And the reason that this story is interesting to me, the reason that I brought it to Free Talk Live, is because it just kind of gets to the nature of the state. We do a lot of stories like this where we talk about misbehavior, you know, terrible misbehavior by police. And I can imagine somebody saying, well, you know, that's going to happen. People are people. But my contention is that if you're going to have this system where you set men over other men, or you set somebody over other men, mm-hmm. that somebody has to be better than men. That's required for the system to work. The police have to be either through divine intervention, which is not probably likely,
yeah.
or some kind of magic training. These people have to be better than regular humans, and they're not.
Well, at the very least, the watchers should be watched. And what we've seen over and over again is that nobody's watching the watchers. The watchers don't watch themselves. That when you see video of police kicking people's heads in, you don't find, and this, you know, let's use the Rodney King one as an example, but this happens over and over. One of those police officers, if there's just one bad apple, then one of the other three police officers should have stopped that one officer that was kicking Rodney King's head in. But somehow or another, four of them did it.
But doesn't this story refute your statement? Your statement is that there's no one watching the watchers, but in this point, this cop's been arrested.
Well, he wasn't participating in a police function. He was in a motorcycle gang.
Yeah, but they didn't protect him. They actually went after him.
Yeah, he's off duty.
It's true. It's true, Ian. I was about to say the same thing. And
well, they protect off-duty cops. I mean, I was...
Sometimes they do.
Right. I mean, I was listening to one of the promos for Free Talk Live today where the lady talks about how she was hit by an off-duty cop who was drunk, and they waited 6 hours before they went to his house to arrest him so he wouldn't be drunk anymore.
Most of the time you see off-duty police officers being protected by on-duty police officers. Those off-duty police officers are not in the majority company of civilians. They're either with other mm-hmm. off-duty police officers or they are by themselves.
Right. So if he would have stuck with his original gang of police officers, he'd have been okay. But because he was running around with another gang, that's why they're pissed off.
He's cheating on the gang.
All right. So, and then really that brings me to a question of what is this gang doing? What are they up to, and what sort of affairs was this officer embroiled in with this gang?
Yep.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow money pack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you. They're all free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It is an easy way for you to get behind the show financially and help us get Free Talk Live into more ears, and therefore the ideas of freedom into more radio stations and more people's minds. And you can help us with that for $5 a month, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, forum, and more. Go get the details, and please get signed up. It makes a big difference for us. We're going to be gone, by the way, Mark and myself, the next 3 days. We're not going to be back on the air on this show until Saturday. However, you will still have live Free Talk Live. The phone lines will still be open. We'll still be taking Skype calls. It just will not be Mark and myself. We will have special guest hosts for the next 3 days of the show. And that's because we're going to Los Angeles for the Talkers Convention. Talkers is the industry publication of note for the talk radio business. This is kind of a, you know, schmooze fest, basically, a who's who in talk radio, and it's important for Free Talk Live to be at these events. A lot of times we're actually involved in the event directly by being on stage and speaking at the event, but at the very least we're there and we're seen, and we're, you know, we talk to the big wigs in the business and they see us, and that's important stuff, and we wouldn't really be able to afford to do it if it weren't for the Free Talk Live amplifiers like you. So if you're not an amplifier now, please do consider amping. It really is a big help to us. amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you been wanting to get some bitcoins? Well, let me tell you how. You go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and the customer service is their top priority. All you need in your area is a Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching. Deposit money, and within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you'll get your bitcoins. They've recently lowered their rates, too, by the way. You can donate some of your fee to charity, and as always, orders under $40 carry no fee. It's cashintocoins.com. Tomorrow's Wednesday, and Wednesday is 1% Wednesday. It's a 1% fee on all orders over $40. Like I said, orders under $40 are free. Cashintocoins.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, Johnny Ray touched on a game of the week last week. He actually had an app of the week, which is what took up a portion of the discussion last week.
Yeah, but was that last week?
I think
we talked about JFIT.
working out.
I believe that was last week.
Yeah,
yes,
I think you're
because,
right.
Because you had both an app and a game of the week, and we just couldn't fit them both in. So we barely had time to talk about the game of the week, which you are making into a game of the fortnight because it is a very good game, according to you, and you've been very involved in it. And go ahead and what is it?
Well, Ian, I just started a second job, so I haven't been devoting a whole lot of time to it. But I would much prefer to play Europa Universalis than
sure.
read news stories about Liberty to bring in.
I'm with you. I wish I could play more video games too, but
so yes, I have been playing it when I get the chance. It's difficult. It's difficult. One of the turnoffs of the series for its previous iterations has been, this is EU4.
Okay,
right?
Gotcha.
Has been that it's got a very steep learning curve. This version of it is supposed to be the friendliest one out there.
Okay.
It's made by Paradox Development Studios. Paradox is a Swedish development studio. There's the development side, and there's the publishing side, too. It's published by Paradox also. A game I did several weeks ago, Knights of Pen and Paper, was a little app, and it was published by Paradox. But anyway, I'm kind of getting off on something I don't need to be getting off on. This is a game. It's a grand strategy game.
Have you played the previous ones?
No, I haven't.
What turned you on to this one?
I've been hearing about it in the press. Oh, and that reminds me, this is the first game since we started doing these ridiculous games of the week that is actually on time. This game came out like 2 months ago.
Because you've been playing a lot of oldies.
Yeah. So I'm coming at this. I'm confronting this game. My aesthetic was developed in 1998, and it hasn't changed since then. So I'm getting a great, fantastic look at how games are made now. They're easier, and they're easier to read, and they're more involved, they're more interesting, they're more complex.
Easier, but more complex?
Yes, precisely.
That seems contradictory.
EU4 is a good example. It's got a lot of number crunching going on, and while yet it maintains a personality, which I like, but... So it's very complex. It's hard to unravel everything that happens in the game. Everything that happens in the game happens because of a lot of different things that are happening elsewhere in the game. Your diplomatic relations.
What's the goal of the game? What are you doing?
Yeah, I watched you do this, and it appears as though you pick some moment in time and become one of the kingdoms of the earth.
Yeah, that's right. One of the municipalities of the earth. It could be Austria. I keep starting as Austria and playing, and then I don't quite get where I want to be soon enough, so I start over as Austria again. I'm trying to get a handle on the game by playing the same kingdom over and over again. But if I wanted to, I could play the Cherokee, or I could play the Ming, or I could play the... I could play any place that's where people are settled and there's some kind of system of government. It's fascinating. I could play Mali if I wanted to. So I kind of lost.
What's the purpose of the game?
Oh, thank you, Mark. The purpose of the game really is to watch history unfold in a way that it didn't actually happen, and to have some influence on it.
Well, people love this. There's whole genres of the sort of what if.
It's like Civilization, right?
Civilization doesn't deal with actual history, right?
Yeah, and that's just what I was about to say. It's very much like, at its root, it's a lot like Civilization. It's a grand strategy game. You could even call it a god game.
Civilization, you go up through years, and there's development and things like that.
Civ is a lot more politically correct, because you could play as the Zulus and just have just as easy a chance to conquer the whole world as if you played as England or France or America. Now, in EU4, the difficulty level of the game is determined by who you play as. So I could play as Oda Nobunaga in one of the daimyos of Japan, and I'm going to have a hell of a time uniting Japan, number one, and then extending my influence out from there. But say if I play, the game starts in 1444, which is about the end of the Hundred Years' War between England and France. And France is the big powerhouse on the scene.
So when you start the game, you select where you begin, and if you select France, it's easier to play the game than it is if you're some little tiny place that has no military or whatever.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing as Austria over and over again.
Right, but, I mean, how hard is that? Is that a difficulty level? Like, where's that
difficult.
At?
It's difficult for me because there's a lot I don't know about the game, because I suck at the game, so it's tough for me.
How does one get good at this game? You haven't figured that out yet?
Research.
Okay.
Research and playing the game and seeing how it works.
What do you research, exactly? Are you researching within the game, or are you researching history somehow?
Well, interesting, Ian. That's something I hadn't thought of. Yeah, researching, going onto Google and looking for EU4 walkthroughs or EU4 strategy guide or something, and that'll tell you how to work through the interface in the game. Earlier, it's complex because there's a lot going on under the hood, but it's easy because of the user interface is very elegant.
Point and click, easy stuff.
Huh? Yeah, you put your mouse over anything, and you get a fantastic tooltip that shows you
like everything you can do.
Yeah, a big box opens up and shows you exactly where that number came from.
Now, okay, so how long does it take to play this game? I mean, did you just end up failing because, you know, you get overrun by the hordes from some other country? I mean, how long do you go in a round or whatever?
I've played the game for about 20 hours now.
Total.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I've had I think 3 restarts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really not the spirit of the game. The spirit of the game, and this is one of my favorite things about it, is you're encouraged to start a game and finish it. For example, all the achievements on Steam. Are you familiar with Steam achievements or achievements of any kind?
I know what these things are. I find them useless.
Well,
I think achievements are the dumbest thing to hit video games. Because they're these things that, like, pop up for you. For those of you who don't
play games.
How
do you feel about high scores?
I never cared about high scores either.
Okay.
So achievements.
So you're just a mutant.
Achievements, these things, they pop up. You shot 5 guys in a row! Or, you know, things like that. There's these pre-programmed things. A lot of them you're going to do anyway as you play the game. And they're like, here's a trophy. You get this. Look, you've got all these achievements. Who cares?
People,
I don't care what achievements you got, Mark. And I don't care what achievements I get.
People love achievements. You can't earn an achievement in EU4 unless you play on Iron Man mode, which means that the game does all the saving for you and you only ever have one save.
Right? Do you get anything out of it?
Well, do you get anything out of playing video games?
No, of course not. It's a way to kill time before you die. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. 3 instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on 0 medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.